This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Feels like forever since I've sat down and done this. Hey guys, what's up? My name is Joey Kinney and welcome back to the Happy
Times. Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Today's podcast, I don't exactly know what it's going to be. You're probably not going to want to hear that. But I've been like so frustrated lately, so I've been taking care. I'll give you a little insight on why I'm so stressed out. I've been taking care of my new puppy named Frankie. He's an Australian Shepherd, and he requires a lot of attention and a lot of energy. One, just being a puppy, and then two, the breed that he is, that's what they require. And then I'm taking care of my family dog because my parents are down in Florida going to Universal, and my brother is in Australia, and everyone's everywhere, and I'm the only one. So I have a puppy, an Aussie puppy that needs so much attention, and then I have almost 11-year-old cockapoo that needs sleep and to just make sure he's taken care of, take his pills, and just needs rest and just live in his best life or trying to. And he's been attacked his whole entire life, so it's also months old, he was attacked by like a bunch of dogs, and he's been just traumatized by other dogs now. So it's hard getting them. Anyways, my point is, I've been very stressed out, and I've also been doing a little bit of meditation. And I'm gonna make a whole video on it because it fucking helps so much. If you're not meditating, you're losing. I'm not saying that you have to meditate every single day, because I know I won't. When I'm traveling, when I'm working, when I'm hustling, when I'm hanging out with friends, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh guys, what's up, I gotta go home and meditate. When you have the time, when I have the time, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna do it, whether it's for 15 minutes, whether it's 30 minutes. Sit down, just recharge your soul, recharge that energy. I think it's really important. But one thing that has really gotten me into like this loophole these past few days with these two dogs and being stressed out and trying to meditate and try new things and hanging with friends, I literally can't leave the house because of the dogs. And what's gotten me really stressed out is I'm on my phone more often. And I'm on my phone doing stupid shit. Lately, I posted a video about James Charles that somewhat blew up. It has like 500,000 views, which is insane. But to be honest with you, I don't really care. Then I posted another video about Jake Paul, just because these topics are huge and right up my alley, and I felt like I needed to talk about them. And I needed to talk about them, and because it was eating away at me. But I'm seeing a lot of success through those, but that's not what I want exactly. And then with that being said, it's given me kind of like the less drive to want to make the content, because I've already made successful content this week. You know what I mean? Do you understand where I'm coming from? So I spend more time on my phone doing absolutely nothing. I'm just like, I'm going to be honest with you. I was scrolling through, what is it called? Tinder. I was scrolling through Tinder and Bumble for, I would love to know I don't have them anymore, but I would love to know the screen time, because it was insane. How many YouTubers, how many influencers, how many anybody would talk saying, hey, I was scrolling through Bumble or Tinder, especially male ones. It's unheard of, but that's what we do. We sit here and we just swipe, 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 swipe. And it's the same thing with Instagram. Instagram's a dating app. I don't care what anybody says. We look at photos of each other, we judge them, and then we choose to like it or not. That's literally a swipe left, swipe right, and the same thing with a follow. It's everything's the same. I think the whole internet, every platform except for YouTube, I feel like YouTube's more of like a creative space. Like you have to produce a good form content, long form and everything like that. But Instagram, it could just be a selfie and it's like, hey, like me or not and stuff like that. Or Twitter, same shit. But I came to the realization that, and I believe Gary Vee mentioned this like a while back, deleting the app doesn't do anything. Like that's not the point where you're like, okay, I've reevaluated my life. This is for the better. Deleting this app is going to make me a better person. It's going to make me more well-rounded. It's going to make me more time efficient, and I'm going to be able to manage my time a lot better. I'm going to be able to work more and all this stuff. No, that's not what it means. It really just means that you're going to spend that time somewhere else. That's probably going to be Netflix. You know, then you're like, oh, okay, I'm watching Netflix too much. I'm going to delete that. And then you're probably going to download Twitter. And then you're going to delete that Instagram, delete that Tinder, delete that Snapchat. And you're going to keep doing this cycle. But instead of deleting stuff, why not use it to an advantage? If you're in social media and you find yourself on Instagram too much, how about instead of being on Instagram to look at other people's stuff, why don't you be on Instagram to post your stuff or be on Instagram to comment or reply to your comments or read the comments or just take or answer DMs or something? If you're on it, do it with a purpose. It's like anything. And my mom always told me that, I mean, I don't know her words exactly, but if I'm doing something, make the best out of it. Always try to make the best out of it. And I think we have to do that with the negatives too. If we find that we are really losing time on our phones, well, why not make that fucking time the best? Why not make that time something that's beneficial to us and others around us? Why not make that time, like for example, the videos that I create, I'm a stand by it. I think I create amazing videos to promote positivity, self-help, and self-love. Even these podcasts. I don't listen to podcasts. I don't watch many YouTube videos. And the reason why is because I don't think they benefit my life. Podcasts are amazing, but it's just not my... This sounds hypocritical because I'm making one, but it's just not my form of content that's going to get me inspired. But it is something that I enjoy doing, and hopefully it's an inspiration for others to inspire themselves. That's my whole thing, is that I'm not trying to sit here and tell you what to do. I'm trying to sit here and tell you that you should be the one telling yourself what to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want you to be your own boss. I want you to kick your ass out of bed every day. I want you to be the one. And I don't want you deleting the apps. You can if you want. Don't get me wrong. That's not my point here. But I want you to take full control of yourself. Instead of deleting that app, why not try to make it better? Or how about you just put your fucking phone down? If you don't want to be on it, put it down. Because let's be real, you're probably going to re-download it in a week or two. I remember I dated this one girl, and she complained about Instagram all the fucking time. Yet, my job is Instagram. She complained about it, she complained about it, she complained about it, and then she would re-download it. And then she would be like, oh my God, what time do I need to post? And then I would tell her what time she needed to post. And then she'd go, oh my God, that's like not why I'm posting, blah, blah, blah. And then I would tell her, well, if you want your friends to see your photo, then you have to post within the algorithm and all that crap, right? But yet she would just delete, re-download, delete, re-download. Do you know how much time out of your day mentally that you're sitting there thinking like, oh, I gotta go re-download Instagram real quick. Hold up, I gotta check on my friends. Shut up. Like, if that's your complaint, if that's really what you're spending your time doing, then I think it's time you reevaluate the download of your fucking life. What are you intaking every single day to the point where what's benefiting your life in that sense? Why not follow the right people online? Instead of complaining that people only post shit. Maybe it's because you follow shit. Maybe it's because you need to get a better group of friends that don't post them just going out to a bar every single day. People complain that I don't follow them back a lot. My friends complain I don't follow them back. And to be honest with you, I'm like, because you post shitty stuff. I'm not going to lie. It's not something that I want to follow. It's not something that I think is going to influence me to do any better in my life. I don't care that you're a club promoter in Ottawa. Nobody cares. Nobody goes to the clubs. Nobody cares. And okay, granted, people do care, but that's not my type of people. That's not people that I want to be around. That's not people that benefit my life. I'm not saying they're horrible people. I'm not saying they're negative or anything like that. I'm just saying they're not positive for me. I'm saying that drinking every weekend is not something that I look forward to do. Nor do I look forward to do. I look forward to waking up every single day and making it the best I can possibly make it. And as cheesy as that is, and if you're listening to this and you're being like, oh my God, here he goes again. Well, are you doing it? Unless you're doing it, then you can shut up. We always sit here and we think that the person on the other side of the screen or the other side of the earbuds or even just right in front of us is always just showing off. And we're sitting there being jealous. And the reason why we're jealous is because we're not showing off. Show off. Whenever I'm talking to somebody and they always say, oh, well, I'm pretty boring. I don't do much. Shut up. Brag about yourself. We live in, it's 2019, people. Everyone's Instagram feed is the same. Everyone's lives look so similar. Everyone has an iPhone or a Samsung or $1,000 phone yet complains about money. Everybody has AirPods. Everybody goes out to eat at fancy restaurants but complains about school or work the next day. Everybody has late nights. Everybody does everything. Brag about the things that people aren't doing. Hi, my name is Joey Kinney. I have a podcast. I have a whole brand. I make YouTube videos. I make music. I do so much. I'm writing a book. My book is being delivered here, I think, this week, which is blowing my mind. I have so much to me. And I remember when I used to go on dates, I would always hide who I was. I would always not tell people everything about me. I would always be like, oh, I'm just a photographer. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's it. No, don't worry about it. Why? Literally, why? When freaking Nick beside me is just in a frat house boning people and passing around HIV and getting horrible grades because his parents pay for his school. Who cares? If that's his life, that's great. If he inspires people, well, I hope he doesn't with that life. But I'm sure there's something in him that is just amazing. I'm sure there's something in him that he can do. I'm sure he's like, maybe he's a great lacrosse player. Brag about that, Nick. Stop bragging about how many beers you can chug. That's the one thing I notice on Tinder and Bumble and Hinge and all these dating apps. The number one thing that people always like had in their pictures was them chugging beer, chugging alcohol, smoking, whatever it is, being like, oh yeah, what's up? I smoke. Maddie smokes here. Yeah, that's 50, Nick. Like, is that really something you want to brag about? And maybe it is, but I guess it's just not for me. And this is very judgmental of me, and that's okay. It's okay. And if you get offended by this, I'm not sorry anymore. It's okay to have and understand the people that don't benefit your life. It's okay to say that, hey, that's not for me. The reason why there was these groups in high school of like the nerds, the popular group, the girly girls, the jocks. The thing that was wrong there wasn't having the groups. The thing that was wrong there was labeling them and putting them in this hierarchy and leveling them up and everything like that. But the reason why the nerds got together so well is because they had a common interest. And I think that's amazing. But maybe they didn't like playing sports. And that's literally okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not offensive because you don't like football. That's all right. I hate football. I don't like football. I really do not like the game. And that's okay. And now you can sit here and be like, oh, I love football. The Patriots are amazing. Tom Brady's my life. I don't care. I really don't care. I've said this a lot recently. And I believe my words are wrong. When I say I don't, I'm sorry, this podcast is all over the place. This is how my mind works. But when I say I don't care, I really mean I don't mind. Like, it's not in my mind at all. When people ask me certain things, I'm literally just like, I really don't give a shit. If it makes you feel any better, do what you want to do. There were so many times where, like, even when you're dating somebody and then they're like, what do I need to wear? What do I have to do this? What? Just like, do whatever you want. Do what makes you feel amazing. And I understand in relationships, it's a little bit different. You want to look good for your partner. And that's amazing. That's not exactly what I'm talking about. So that was probably a bad example. But I hope you understand my point of view here and what I'm trying to say. So we're all talk. and I get it, this is a podcast, so it's kind of hypocritical, and I'm talking about podcasts and everything like that. But if you want a change in your life, make that change. If you feel that you need to delete an app, delete it, but don't re-download it, because you're doing nothing. You're wasting more time in the future. You're wasting more mental power. Do you understand how much it takes to think about re-downloading an app? Think about that. Do you, like, no, I'm actually saying think about this. Do you remember when you first deleted Instagram? You're like, oh, yeah, I don't need this in my life, whatever. I'm a big person now. Remember that conversation you had in your head where you were like, oh, my God, should I re-download it? I think so. Should I see what they're doing? I don't know. Yeah. No, I'm going to re-download it. I'll delete it tomorrow. Don't worry. I'm going to delete it. Actually, I'm going to delete it right now. Don't worry about it. And you're having this conversation in your head. Think about so many things you can be thinking about then that is actually just positive. Think about it. Maybe you could be like, okay, well, how about I do this tonight, and then in an hour or so I can do this, and then I can relax, and then I can maybe meditate, and then I can go do this. I'm not saying you have to be on your entire life. I'm not saying that at all. I'm literally saying keep your Instagram, okay? It's okay to have it, but why not, instead of deleting it and taking that time out of your literal mental power, whatever the fuck you want to call it, why not put it in your schedule and be like, okay, I can go on Instagram and Twitter and social media for an hour. Why not manage it? Why not use it to your good? Do you know how many fans that I've had that have become creators because they took advantage of the social following that they had from even just being my fan? It's amazing. They're getting way more views than me. There's literally somebody, and I'm not going to name names, they get millions of views, and they were a fan of mine. And that's, at first I was jealous. At first, 2 years ago, Joey, who didn't know where his life was, 2 years ago, I was flipping out because I was like, what did I do wrong? Well, guess what? Guess what? That's them. That's their life. That is what they went to do. And guess they hustled. There's nothing in me that can change that. There's nothing in me that can make me any better than them, because they're being the best them. So right now, I can only focus on being the best me. Manage your time. Manage your success. And I promise you, if you put in the hard work, you will succeed. Anyways, guys, thank you guys very much for listening. And if you want to support my podcast, you can go to patreon.com, and you can only spend $1 and you get an extra podcast every single week, which means 4 podcasts a month for only $1. And it helps your boy out. Anyways, thank you guys very much for listening. I'm sorry this was all over the place, but I'm not that sorry, because this is usually how it goes. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'm sure I have another announcements, but book is coming. That's really it. Okay. Bye, guys.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.